mind states can sometimes be really obvious, as if as when there's an emotional storm. And it's really helpful if that's happening to be able to explore all of the components of that storm with mindfulness. Not only the mind state, the thoughts, the impact it has on the body. And also to recognize and to have some wisdom about whether we can be mindful of an emotional storm. Sometimes the potency or the force of an emotional arising is stronger than our capacity to be mindful for it. It almost feels like our mindfulness is a little trickle of a stream, and the storm, the emotional storm, is like a huge wave that just swamps it. And so we need to have some wisdom about whether it's the appropriate time to try to bring mindfulness to that experience. If we can be with it and not get sucked into it, if we can have that perspective I spoke about last night of knowing it's happening, even if it's just as big as, wow, storm is happening. I know storm is happening. It doesn't have to be very precise. We don't have to even name or know all the components, but just a kind of a being with, yep, I can know this storm is happening. If that's possible, it can be very useful to explore being with it from that perspective. And yet, if you find in trying to be with it that you just end up lost in the morass, pulled into the rabbit hole of the storm, then it's useful to have some strategies to step away from that. I talked about this, I think, last night, of not now. There were times when exploring anger, I realized that it was too strong for my mindfulness. And there's a kind of a skillful way we can step aside. I would have an internal bow to my anger. I'd say, I see you, anger, and I can't be with you right now, but, you know, I'm not going to stop you. You know, you can hang out with me in the room, but right now I'm going to put attention on my feet. So just some way to step aside from those really big emotional storms. Some neutral place. May not be the breath, as I talked about last night when talking about sadness last night. Exploring hearing or simple contact of body sensations against the chair or feet on the ground, hands, something simple. So sometimes mind states can be really obvious, in your face obvious. And yet mind states are like, they are there all the time. We are living in a sea of mind states, and often they are not seen. Yesterday, Gil spoke about how we are with experience. And this is an important area. How we are with experience is a terrain of mind states. And so we may be, you know, paying attention to the breath and striving or holding to, trying to stay with the breath, trying to get concentrated, you know, so that what the how has a mind state of wanting in it, of leaning into, of contraction. Or perhaps we're paying attention to a pain in the body, and and think it's simply, oh yeah, I can be with that pain, I can be with it, but it's more like, yeah, I can be with that pain. It's got a little bit of a resistance to it. And so sometimes in the checking into the how, it's revealed some subtler aspects of greed or aversion or confusion. And then we can know that. We can know that's happening, as opposed to having it kind of under the radar. If we're not aware we are trying to make something happen or trying to get rid of something, trying to fix or control, there's not a possibility of we're being kind of driven by that. And when we can become aware of it, we've got that possibility of meeting it and knowing, oh yeah, wanting is happening right now. Not liking is happening right now. And again, it brings that perspective of wise mindfulness to just what's happening. It brings it into consciousness so that it's not running the show behind the curtains like the wizard in the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's our usual mode. Also, as we kind of notice how we are with experience, noticing the breath, for example, maybe we're just with the breath and it's delightful and easeful. We're right with the breath. How we are with that experience may be calm or curious or friendly or balanced. And so also these are mind states. How we are with experience can, as we find our way to that perspective of wise mindfulness, we also begin to see beautiful states of mind that support us in the direction of our practice. So this, what we could call the wise attention or wise attitude behind the mindfulness that frees us. Many flavors of experience might be available to be felt there. Gratitude or love or joy or calm or peace or equanimity. And so we can open to that terrain of beautiful states. And the great thing about mindfulness is it's got this double-edged function. As we become mindful of challenging reactive states of mind based in greed, aversion, delusion, this perspective of mindfulness creates the conditions for them to get weaker, for them to loosen, for them to fade away, release. As we notice and become mindful of beautiful states of mind like interest, gratitude, love, compassion, joy, concentration, mindfulness, interest, it creates the conditions for them to get stronger. And so this terrain of exploring mind states with mindfulness, it's almost like the mindfulness takes care of it, takes care of these states. So it's a beautiful, beautiful aspect of the exploration of our practice. We have a couple of announcements this morning. Andrea will be sitting in with Gil this morning, And she'll also be offering some sign-up interviews this afternoon. I think you'll, have you posted them already? Okay. It'll be up by lunchtime. And check the room. There may be different times in different rooms. So we'll have meet with the second half of you today, and then. It occurred to me, actually, based on some questions that in the interviews that happened yesterday, the meetings that happened yesterday, to let you know that following this round, that we'll see everybody. We will have seen everybody by the end of today. So starting tomorrow, we will repeat. So we'll see you again. We'll see you a second time. Only those of you who saw me yesterday will see Gil tomorrow. And those of who saw Gil yesterday will see me tomorrow. So you will have an opportunity to meet with both of us during the week. And then we are having a run on support cushions. If you find that you're not using support cushions each time you sit, maybe we could have a stack of cushions that come and go, so that there can be some shared cushions that people use. Or if you found that you don't need all the ones that you've had, creating another a stash so that people can share them. So it's kind of a close-in day with the weather. This can be a support to be inward, looking at the experience. It's almost like the weather is saying, stay home, stay home, stay home. And so, stay home.